Now is the time for you to just lie back and take some time for yourself. All you need to do is simply relax, because this is your time. As you lie there just concentrating on the sounds of my voice, you can allow your eyes to gently close as you drift deeper and deeper into a calm and peaceful tranquility. It's good to remind yourself how to relax and how you've learned to arrange yourself in a position that helps your body to grow more comfortable. The images that soothe you, the places where you've been, where you felt deeply relaxed. Can I remind you that relaxation doesn't happen all at once? It's a kind of path that you follow that leads you into feeling really good. And the process of becoming comfortable is a complex process and involves many different aspects of yourself, including your developing awareness of how it's unfolding for you. People relax in different ways, so whether you notice your breathing slowing down or muscles in particular parts of your body growing looser, releasing of any tension. Or maybe it's on an emotional level, feeling good, calm, and more than that you are enjoying spending this time with yourself in a focused and relaxed way. That feels good too, just appreciating the richness of your internal world and all your very valuable and unique personal resources. And just as you relax your physical body by drawing your attention to the parts of you that would benefit most from feeling at ease, you can relax your mind and the thought processes of your mind. And just as you've got eyes that can see around you, it's like you've got that inner eye. Some people call it the mind's eye. The mind's eye can see images and process thoughts. And even as you relax deeply, you can think of the mind's eye as having an eyelid like your physical eye. It can gradually become tired and heavy and eventually drop and slowly close. Slowly closing out stray thoughts and stray images, leaving your mind perfectly quiet and more restful until it closes completely. I wonder as you let yourself go deeper now, feeling your breath's gentle rhythm. You can take a moment to appreciate the beauty of your effortless breath. It's interesting how your mind can wander, taking you on a journey even when you least expect it. Perhaps you can imagine that you've set off on a mountain path, there are mountains standing tall in front of you, stretching out across the valley as far as the eye can see. It's a summer evening and high above there's a blue sky with wispy clouds floating by. There's a sun painting shafts of warm light that reach your skin, not too hot, just warm enough. A comfortable warmth tempered by a gentle breeze, the air is crisp and clean, and you can smell a scent of pine and earth all around, and you can almost taste it. You can also hear the sounds of a river close by. You realise how relaxed you feel, alone with your thoughts and natural peace. Nothing disturbs or distracts you in this place, your space. As you turn your head to look all around, I wonder whether you'll notice the broad weaving paths first, or the ancient rocks creating natural seats for the mountain visitors. And to the right, you see wide, solid stone steps leading down to an arch bridge across the river. Many hundreds of feet have carved these steps over time in search of a beautiful view and a calming walk. The grooves on the weathered steps tell a timeless tale, reminding us that nature has the power to shape and transform. Allow those images to become really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 down to 0. As I count down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down the carved steps towards the river. And each step you take is a step down into a deeper and deeper level of relaxation, where you are still able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. As you take the first step down, you feel a sense of calm. We have plenty of time. 9. As your foot takes another step down, you enjoy the sensation of letting go. 8. Your hand resting on the wooden handrail, your tension melting away. 7. You find yourself wondering how easy it is to drift. 6. You notice the steps are solid beneath your feet as you feel calmer and calmer. 5. You find yourself becoming deeply physically relaxed. 4. Your body and mind are becoming more and more peaceful with each passing moment. 3. Any tension or stress simply dissolving away. 2. Almost all the way down now. 1. you've reached the deepest level of relaxation and zero. You find yourself at the bridge connecting the two sides of the mountainous landscape. The branches arch over the bridge, weathered and worn, but the branches are strong. There's a wooden handrail to the side. Walking across the bridge, you glance down at the flowing river, the golden rays of sun glancing off the water, shimmering in a multitude of blues, transforming into shades of emerald greens and muted yellow tones. And isn't it fascinating how the mind can be aware of the subtlest shifts in perception and colour? You may find yourself wondering and wondering what if you were to relax even further. You enjoy the soft murmur of the river, the greenery embraces the riverbanks, and delicate wildflowers nod in the breeze, adding splashes of colour. The clear waters reveal a glimpse of the life beneath the surface. Fish gracefully swim at the current, and the river reminds you of the constant flow of life, ever-changing and yet always connected. As you reach the middle of the bridge, all cares and concerns of the world seem to fade away. The path continues to the other side of the bridge, where you can find a grassy patch where you can rest. And you suddenly realise that this bridge serves as a gateway to new experiences, inviting you to cross over and explore the wonders that await on the other side. With a gentle sigh, you settle onto the grass, lay back, and gaze into the sky. Soon you allow your eyes to gently close, capturing these moments of stillness. You can hear a gentle rustle of leaves, the distant sound of birdsong, and the soft whisper of the winds. You can almost imagine yourself floating upon the breeze. Time becomes irrelevant as you notice yourself in the state of blissful relaxation. Now you are free to explore the depths of your imagination and tap into the limitless creativity within. You may find yourself feeling both relaxed and energised, as if floating weightlessly yet grounded in deep tranquility. These seemingly opposing sensations blend seamlessly, guiding you towards a state of natural harmony and balance. Your mind is now prepared, and you already know that a thought, any thought, is just a fraction of what is going on in your mind. It coexists with a multitude of other ideas, sharing the stage of your awareness. Consider that every thought possesses the potential to expand like a seed that can flourish into a tree. The size of the thought is determined by the energy you put into it and the focus you invest in it. So what thoughts and ideas will you quieten and let fall to the side, and which ones will you amplify and grow? In this realisation lies the freedom to choose, to consciously shape the pattern of your thoughts. You hold the reins to guide their growth and gently direct their course. And it's this feeling that can join with the deep understanding that you can make choices that will bring you more of what you want for yourself in the future. So as you quietly lie there the way you are now, you can certainly absorb the deeper message, guiding you towards choosing your own pathway. With each breath you take, your thoughts become clearer and your decisions more resolute. Feel the seeds of confidence take root within you. They grow strong with each passing moment, radiating through every fibre of your being. Allow this newfound confidence to permeate through your mind and body, bringing you a deep sense of security. You trust your abilities and instincts, knowing you possess the strength to rise to life's challenges. With confidence, you navigate your chosen pathway, forging ahead with purpose and determination. And so as you move into the future, you can take great comfort in knowing that you carry many wonderful skills and resources with you. These are the things you've learned and experienced along the way. These are your resources. And as you choose to use these powerful resources to your best advantage, use your ability to choose wisely. Let these words do something different. You are the master of your thoughts as you open your mind and welcome positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So while you're lying there by the river, forgetting to make the effort to try to be aware of when or where the relaxation began, the soothing sounds or sensations were. As you become aware of your body, perhaps even now, you can be aware of changes taking place, and these changes will manifest over the next few seconds, minutes, hours, and days, won't they? I want you to imagine you're standing at the top of a beautiful staircase in an old house. There's a warm, soft carpet on the stairs which you can feel beneath your bare feet. It's a warm, soft carpet that leads down into a large hall. The hall floor is covered with black and white marble tiles. There are large windows behind you that light up the hall, but it's a dismal day with a dark sky, so the hall is dull and cold looking. You begin walking down the stairs and you can feel the carpet under your feet, and you can see down into the hall. Walking down, you can see an open doorway on the other side of the hall. You can't see right into the room, but you can see the same carpet on the floor as on the stairs. You feel nice and warm and comfortable on the stairs, but it looks cold and dark down in the hallway. Your feet are warm on the soft carpet, but the tiles on the hallway floor you know will be very cold. You can see that the room on the other side is light, and it looks like sunshine is coming through the windows. You carry on down the stairs, nearly at the bottom now, and you can see two side tables in the hall and a crystal vase of multicoloured flowers on each. The light in the windows downstairs reflects off the vases and lights up the flowers. The flowers are beautiful in their different colours, and you know that if the sun were shining, the colours would be much brighter and more vivid. You're now on the bottom of the stairs and looking across the hall at the room on the other side, and you know that you would like to enter it. Then you look down at the tiles and know how cold they will feel underneath your feet compared to how warm and comfortable your feet feel now. You wonder how you could step down onto the tiles. You think about the shock of the cold on your feet. Would be more than you can bear, but you look across that open doorway and know the only way to get there is across the tiles. You decide to try and tentatively place one foot on the tiles. It does feel cold, but now one foot is warm and one foot is cold, and you find the difference interesting rather than shocking. And whilst you're thinking about it, you notice that already the tile underneath your foot has warmed up. So you decide to place the other foot on the tiles, and once again, you have one cold sole and one warm sole on your feet. Again, you find the difference exciting, and almost immediately, the tiles underneath your foot warm up. You begin to very carefully cross the hallway. Looking at the flowers, vases, and the light coming in the window, and almost without noticing it, you are at the room's open doorway on the other side. You enter the room and remember that this is the room where smoking doesn't exist. Not a place where you must refrain from smoking, but a room where smoking is somehow irrelevant. Perhaps you've been familiar with this room for a long time, or maybe it exists in your imagination. Still, it's a place where you always felt comfortable and cheerful, a room with many things you enjoyed that somehow enhanced and enriched your life. The sunshine streams in through the windows and you can feel its gentle warmth. As you look around the room, you notice the things that give you a sense of pleasure. Maybe a fire in the fireplace or a bookcase on the other side. Comfortable sofas and chairs perhaps. And you can use this time to enjoy this room however you'd like, because this is a time for you to recapture some of the feelings you have. Remembering a time when you enjoyed life, enjoying good food, holidays, the company of friends, special times with the people you love, as well as the ordinary everyday things that you enjoy. And you can settle yourself now into a comfortable sofa or chair. Just feel the welcoming and comfort as you sink into the cushions, giving yourself the time and space to reflect on your smoking habit. You've begun letting go of a habit that has created because of you, thought it was necessary at some point in the past, but now you know without any doubt it is no longer right for you. Think of it like an old pair of shoes that used to be fashionable and comfortable, but are now old and out of fashion and painful to wear. And I don't know when it will be, perhaps a week, maybe a month, maybe even in 6 months. You'll be surprised at how easily something you thought would be so difficult, how easy it will be. It will get easier and easier as each day goes by, and you will take an awful lot of pride and pleasure in the ease with which you have given up the smoking habit. You will be surprised, and so will your friends. Your friends, colleagues, and even relatives who smoke may appear pleased for you, but don't be fooled. They are none too pleased at being reminded that they will have a habit which you have conquered. So don't be surprised if cigarette smoke accidentally blows in your direction or a packet is thrust in your direction, but you will find these words just spring to your lips. No thanks, I don't smoke. Not for me, thanks, I don't smoke. Not for me, thank you, I don't smoke. You will be surprised how easily these words just spring to your lips. As if you had nothing to do with them at all. Not for me, thank you. You'll find yourself saying it without any effort at all. And you'll take an exceptional pride in now being able to say, not for me, thank you, I'm a non-smoker. You are also going to take a lot of pleasure in the ease with which you go through your day without the need or wish for a cigarette. You will be pleased with the new sense of freedom and achievement. That is yours now, that you have finally mastered that habit and remove that need from your life permanently. Because all the desire to smoke, every bit of it, is now being removed from your entire being, completely and permanently. It is being replaced with a very powerful feeling of revulsion, so that from now on, should you ever think of putting a cigarette in your mouth ever again, you will feel totally and utterly irresponsible, because you know smoking can cause early and often painful death. You know that cigarettes contain many poisons that cause immense harm to your body, poisons that can result in early and often painful death. You know that each cigarette you smoke kills or damages yet more cells in your body. And because you know this, because you realise fully now that every single cigarette destroys an ever-increasing number of cells within your body, you will be so relieved to just stop smoking the habit for good. You will simply stop the smoking habit for good, and you'll be so relieved that you no longer have to keep on taking these poisonous substances into yourself. You are delighted that you have beaten the smoking habit, and because your body is no longer being poisoned, because your body is no longer being damaged, you will have no anxiety about being a non-smoker. You are delighted, pleased to be a non-smoker. And because you are a non-smoker, you'll simply have no wish to smoke cigarettes or any other tobacco product. In fact, from this day on, you'll be so thankful that you do not need them. Because all that desire to smoke, every bit of it, is now being removed from your entire being completely and permanently. It's been replaced with a very powerful feeling of revulsion. So from now on, should you ever think of putting a cigarette in your mouth ever again, you will feel totally and utterly irresponsible, because you know smoking can cause early and often painful death. And only will you feel better now you've quit the smoking habit. Not only will you have peace of mind, but you'll see a difference in yourself. You'll see what others have come to recognise as the new you. The new you radiating health and vitality. You have begun a process, and I don't know exactly when it will be, but I do know there will be a time when you look back and you will feel so pleased with yourself for what you did back then, what you're doing now. You'll be pleased to discover just how much more energy you have, how much more you enjoy being alive. And because you've quit this expensive smoking habit, you'll have more money in your pocket too. Your life is about to become more enjoyable in every way. You'll have extra health, extra energy, extra vitality, extra money, and peace of mind. You're going to start enjoying these benefits immediately, and at the same time, you're going to gain a more relaxed viewpoint on life. In fact, all the things that used to upset you will now just calm and relax you. And the more they used to bother you, the more they will now calm and relax you. Because all that desire to smoke, every bit of it, is now being removed from your entire being completely and permanently. It's being replaced with a very powerful feeling of revulsion, so that from now on, should you ever think of putting a cigarette in your mouth ever again, you will feel totally and utterly irresponsible, because you know smoking can cause early and often painful death. And now you can relax and revel in that wonderful thought that you no longer need to smoke tobacco. You no longer need to do that. You are no longer dominated by a poisonous, suffocating, smelly, dangerous habit that was never natural or even a necessary part of your life. It's a habit that belongs to the past. Close the door and leave it in the past so you can live a happy and healthy life now. You can now contemplate your future with optimism and enthusiasm as you pleasantly realise that you no longer associate smoking, cigarettes, with any feelings, emotion, activity, or any situation, time, or place. You are a non-smoker, forever. And even now, your sense of pride and self-worth are growing. I don't know when you'll automatically look back at this time and be so pleased with what you've done, feel so happy with yourself for what you did back then now. And I think you've realised now that this will be much easier than you thought. Perhaps your friends and relatives will be surprised too. And if they smoke, they will be surprised that you have found it so straightforward. You may find that tobacco smoke will waft in your direction from time to time, maybe during a time in the past when you would have had a cigarette. It may even be that you will have been urged to have cigarettes, but you'll find yourself simply smiling and saying, "No thanks, I don't smoke. No thanks, I don't smoke." And you might be surprised at how easy you can say those words, "No thanks, I don't smoke." You may find yourself saying them with that effort and immediately feeling that slight sense of pride and pleasure to speak with such clarity, "I don't smoke." So what you thought would be difficult is remarkably easy because the subconscious and conscious parts of your mind and the automatic systems of your body begin to work together for your benefit, helping to make it easy for you to stop the smoking habit easily and completely, so that you can escape from the possible end products, bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, cancer of the throat and mouth, heart disease, disease of the arteries and other blood vessels, diseases that can affect the whole body. But your body will quickly begin to heal, and you will feel fitter and look healthier. Your eyes will be clearer, your skin smoother and more translucent, and you will enjoy more energy for all your activities. As you become more alive, vital and healthy, you become steadily more and more noticeable with each passing day. And those childish responses in the form of emotional cravings, those little messages of propaganda, you'll be able to identify them so easily. You'll be able to see them for what they are, echoes from a former part of you, from a child that wasn't trying to kill you, a child that just didn't understand until now. You can feel proud of your decision to become free and remain free. You may be surprised over the next, while sudden, fleeting feelings, perhaps familiar, perhaps now, feelings of genuine pride and well-being. Pride that you've chosen to take care of yourself. Pride that you've chosen to free yourself. Pride that you've chosen to stand by what you know to be right. You can even feel pride that you have let this experience be calmer, more comfortable and easier than expected. You are now free. You can now enjoy learning to live freely and continuing to enjoy the unencumbered experience of living the way you choose, of making even small, freely chosen movements with your hands simply because you choose to. You no longer must do something because something once convinced you you must. You can now choose to care for yourself and do so freely. And as you relax into the sofa or chair a little more now, I'll tell you a story. I would like to tell you a story about a distant village surrounded by towering cliffs. In this remote village hangs an ancient tapestry. The tapestry had hung in the village for as long as anyone could remember. The people of the village cherished it. It had been given to them by a mysterious traveller from years gone by. One day, another traveller entered the village and was welcomed with open arms. He was invited to stay and they let him sleep in the room with the tapestry. However, under the cover of darkness, the traveller left. In the morning, the villagers discovered their loss. They looked out of the window. The blue sky had turned dark. The flowers no longer blooming. The birds no longer singing. They felt sad. Then one of the village men women took charge and decided to craft a new tapestry filled with scenes of flowers, trees and birds that lived and grew around them. Soon others joined in, each adding their unique touch. They didn't notice at first until they did that the view from the window had changed, the blue skies had now returned, the flowers were blooming and the birds once again began to sing. Now it's time to leave the room, and as you do so you realise, dimly at first and then more and more distinctly, that within the comfort of this room you have created a space inside you that will be there for whenever you want to use it, into which you can go anytime you need to, whether to turn away from the odd temptation to smoke, or for some other reason, like unwinding, becoming relaxed and at ease with yourself. This room, this place where smoking does not exist, will remain with you from now on for you to make use of when you want it. Just by recalling this place to mind and recalling the different aspects of your experience here, the ambience, the relaxed feeling, the sense of clarity and understanding, and the realization of that part of you where smoking doesn't exist to you. Even if you are in a room or place with other people who smoke, that need not concern you at all. Now, leaving the room, you walk back across the hallway towards the stairs. You see there is sunlight here too, streaming through the windows and lighting up the hall, and the flowers are sparkling on the vases. You realise now that those tiles, although cold at first, warm up so quickly that you hardly have any time to notice them.